This is ESPN Radio's Barton Hahn Podcast.
We're looking for Thanksgiving meal do's and don'ts, and we also want to know what coach or player gets the invite to your Thanksgiving feast. He's Michael Rothstein. I'm Q Myers. We're in for Barton Hahn this afternoon on Barton Hahn on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app, SiriusXM, Channel 80. And if you want to be part of the Barton Hahn Nation on the Dr. Pepper call-in line, you can hit us up at 888-SAY-ESPN. That's 888-729-3776. ESPN Nation is presented by Dr. Pepper. It ain't college football season without the delicious taste of an ice-cold Dr. Pepper, the one fans deserve. And let's go ahead and hustle out to the Dr. Pepper call-in line, and let's talk to our guy Alex in Austin. He's got some guests that he wants to invite to the Thanksgiving feast. Alex, Hello. What's up, brother?
What's up, Alex?
Hey, what's up, fellas? Happy Thanksgiving.
You too, man.
Same.
Cool. Thanks for having me on.
All right. Yeah. So who you got?
All right. As a lifelong New York Giants fan, I gotta say I'm picking one of the legends on the field and off the field, Mr. Michael Strahan.
Ooh, good one. Good one. I like that. I respect that. Shout out to Strahan. Yeah, that's a good one. Cool. Alex, thank you, man. That's good stuff. And yeah, Michael, as a proud member of the We Have a Gap in Our Teeth, in our front teeth, I definitely respect Michael Strahan. I wear that gap in my teeth very proudly.
I have one there, too. It's not quite as large. Thank you, braces, when I was a teenager, that they pulled some teeth. And, you know, it created it because I guess I was bad wearing my retainer, Q. It was a failure.
Well, Michael Strahan, I bet you he's got some fantastic stories. So that would be a really good one. Alex, we definitely appreciate that call. Let's hustle out to Colorado Springs and talk to our friend Chris. What guests are you bringing to the Thanksgiving feast? Chris?
Yes.
Go ahead, man. Who you got?
Hey, happy Thanksgiving, guys. The people I would invite over, you kind of have to invite them all over. It would be Ernie, Kenny, Chuck, and Charles.
No Shaq? No Shaq?
No, and Shaq. I forgot Shaq. But you have to kind of buy all four of them over because there's going to be some furniture moving, and Ernie and Kenny would just steer the ship.
Yeah, I'm with you. I like that. That would be fun because you know how much trash talking would be going on, especially between Chuck and Shaq. And I mean, that would be fantastic. I would love to just be a fly on the wall, the instigator, right? The guy that just says, "Oh well, I remember Shaq, man. Hold on, you know, you remember when Chuck said this about you? Oh, I can see. Yeah, that'd be a good one.
That would be really good. And not only that, if you're really sick of turkey, Shaq can diversify the meal by bringing over some pizza.
Shaq can diversify the meal by a lot of different ways, right?
He's got Shaq. You know, Papa John's. He can diversify it. Bring over some pizza.
He can do something, man. Hey, Shaq is fantastic. He's around the area here in Las Vegas quite a bit. He gives back to the community, and he's always, I mean, that dude is larger than life, just the personality himself, right? I mean, that's what's so fun about Shaq, just his personality and the way that he, you know, is always wants to entertain. And yeah, that would be a good guest to have. But you got, like my man said, you got to bring all of them to the party. Again, the number is 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. He's Michael Rothstein. I'm Q Myers. We're in for Barton Hahn on this Thanksgiving. Let's go out to Kansas City. Steven, who's at the Thanksgiving table? Welcome to the show. Steven, he's gone. Steven's gone.
We've lost Steven.
Steven, we lost Steven.
I'm going to just say he was going to say Patrick Mahomes because he said Kansas City, and we'll just add it there.
Okay. How about we go out to South Carolina, talk to Adam. Who are you bringing to Thanksgiving, Adam?
Hey, guys. I'm not a big golf fan, but I've got an odd one for you that may be interesting. How about John Daly?
Oh, jeez. That's a party.
I think he just won.
Yeah.
I think he just won. I think you're at the top of the leaderboard now, my man.
Ah, I see what you did there. Nice. All right. Thank you for that call, Adam. We do appreciate you. John Daly's an interesting one, right? I mean, we see the kind of party he has on the course. Can you imagine what kind of party he would have off the course? He'd be one of those guys that says, all right, put your phones away. You can't have the phones out. We can't be recording. We can have a party, but there's no recording here. This ain't made for the internet. I can see that one.
No, John Daly would absolutely be entertaining because here's the thing. You know John Daly's going to bring good food, too. You just know he's going to.
Or he's
going to
expect you to have good food. He might not bring it, but he's going to expect it there.
Maybe. I don't know. We'll see.
I'm just saying. I don't think he'd be ready to provide a lot of the food, but he would expect that you're on point. If you're inviting me to get together to a nice Thanksgiving dinner, you've got to have some good stuff at the table. I think that's who he would be, but that's just me. That's what I think. So again, we'd like to hear from you. What are your Thanksgiving meal do's and don'ts, and what coach or player gets the invite to your Thanksgiving feast? 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Let's go out to Iowa. Dan, welcome to Barton Hahn. Who's the guest that you have at the Thanksgiving dinner?
Sorry?
Why me? I'm not going to have any guests at my dinner because nobody's hearing me. That's hilarious. Dan, who you bringing to the show? Who you bringing to the Thanksgiving dinner?
I'm bringing John Madden, the singular greatest personality in NFL history.
Yes. Yes.
Okay, I like it.
That's a fantastic. That is all of a sudden moved up to the top of the leaderboard. That is a must-have. John Madden on Thanksgiving doesn't get any better than that.
And, Q, you know why I'm going to be really happy about bringing John Madden,
yes,
right?
Yes, I do. You're turducken.
The turducken. He's going to bring a turducken. He's going to bring a turkey leg. It's going to be awesome. So
I agree.
Awesome.
No, I agree. And John Madden is... he's actually being celebrated. John Madden's being celebrated today. All the players that are wearing that are going to be playing today are actually wearing a John Madden logo on the back of their helmet. That's going to be really cool. Obviously, the late great coach and announcer, and you think NFL, you think John Madden. That's a really good one, Dan. I definitely appreciate that. We got a few more that we'll hustle out to again. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. That's the Dr. Pepper call in line. Let's go out to Milwaukee. This is going to be interesting one. Beanie, what's up, my man? Who's the guest that you got coming?
I got Aaron Rodgers coming.
Ooh, why?
Yeah, exactly. I would love to discuss that on air. Absolutely.
You're on air. What,
yeah,
why?
Go ahead, brother. Go for it.
Oh my God. I thought it was still screening process. All right, so I love Aaron Rodgers because I am born and raised in Wisconsin. And to quote T.O., that's my quarterback. You know, I was in middle school when he took over the starting role for Brett Favre. I used to love Brett Favre, and now I love Aaron Rodgers because I will always support the Green Bay Packers quarterback. And, you know, I know he's a polarizing, controversial figure, but if you get to know him on the Pat McAfee show, or if you lived in the Wisconsin area and see all the great things he does for local communities, he is just an awesome guy. He's smart. He's cool. So that's why I would invite my man, my quarterback, Aaron Rodgers. Thank you so much for the call.
Hey, thank you for the call, Beanie. And, you know, that's the thing about Aaron Rodgers. And I haven't, you know, I'm not in Milwaukee. Obviously, I watch Aaron Rodgers from a distance. You just know when it comes to Aaron Rodgers, he's just a different dude, right? And those kind of conversations with guys that are just different dudes, not your average everyday cat, those conversations, they go a couple different ways, but usually they're pretty entertaining.
No doubt. Aaron Rodgers said yesterday he's been playing with a broken thumb for about 5 weeks or so. And if you listen to him talk yesterday, he just casually was like, oh, yeah, you know, it's not the biggest injury I've ever had. I did this and I did that and he did that. He's just listing it off like you and I would list off, like, okay, I need to go buy bread and, okay, I need to go get some ice cream and let me pick up some tomatoes. Like, he was just listening like it was a grocery list, talking about these injuries that would sideline basically anybody who's listening to this show right now for months and months. Like, I think he's underappreciated in the amount of things he plays through, and the fact that he has played – as well as he has, considering he hasn't played with a broken thumb, still right. Kind of stands out to me, even though the Packers have not been all that well.
Yeah, they've had a struggle of a season. Obviously, it's not what anybody in Green Bay and Wisconsin wants to see when it comes to the Packers. There's still life after Devontae Adams. They're trying to figure it out. They're trying to get their young guys all on the same page with Aaron Rodgers. It's not something that was going to be done overnight, but they're doing the best they can. With that being said, Minnesota's in the driver's seat in that division, right? They're feeling really good about what they're doing in that division. Of course, they'll be on display later on this evening against the New England Patriots. Let's get one more quick call in at 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Let's go out to Charlotte. Let's talk to Clay. Clay, welcome to Barton Hahn. Who's the guest that you have coming to the party?
I'm from Charlotte. I'm taking the Curry.
Ah.
Dell and obviously Steph. I taught them golf, great family. I'd like to talk about how they got to where they are. But a great Thanksgiving guest and a great, great family.
Wait, Clay, did you say you taught them golf?
Yeah, they used to live out on Providence Road. So when Dell was there, funny story.
Nice.
They used to pee in the bunker, Chess and Steph, when we would be out there. We had a lighted driving range, but yeah, they're from Charlotte, old school. I've taught golf here for a long time, but a class family that embodies Thanksgiving tradition. So that's who I take.
That's awesome. It doesn't get now. That went to the top of the list for other reasons besides the entertainment at the party. Just Steph somewhere. Steph's like, man, I'm catching strays on Thanksgiving, man. Steph's like, my man just said that I used to pee in the bunker. That's great. I didn't go into Thanksgiving to this show, Barton Hahn, thinking I was going to hear about Steph Curry peeing in a bunker. But hey, here we are. Here we are. It happens.
That's the beauty of live radio. You never know what you're going to get, man. And Clay, now look, we've got that.
I said that I was going to Roberto's house. Roberto, Clay, and me, we're all kicking it, man. We're all homeboys. I don't care who else comes to the party. Clay's bringing the Currys. Roberto's bringing LT. And I'm just showing up, man. That's all I'm doing. I'm just showing up. I'm hanging out. I found my new friends for the day. Like, I'm supposed to go cover the Raiders a little bit later on. I'm going to Clay's and Roberto's all at the same time, and we're going to hang out for Thanksgiving. And then I'll report back and let you know how the rest of the party was. But I'm good. I got my company, Michael. I don't know about you. I got my company.
I'm still searching, I think, here. I need to find a home.
I ain't mad at you. You're holding it down in the ATL. Barton Hahn on ESPN Radio is presented by Progressive Insurance. It's Progressive's 10th Keys to Progress giveaways for veterans this year. Their goal is to gift a vehicle to a recipient, small business, or nonprofit in every state. See more about the annual giveaways at keystoprogress.com. And let's roll now into Giants and the Cowboys. The Cowboys, just like Detroit, we talked about them earlier. Detroit always plays on Thanksgiving, so when you're a Cowboys beat writer, you cover the Cowboys, you know that, hey, it's a work day on Thanksgiving. Well, this is a good one. Giants and Cowboys, and the reason it's a good one is because the Giants, under Brian Daboll in the first year, are playing really well. They've got some key injuries. They got some massive injuries going into this game, but man, I think if you said that the Giants were going to win 7 games in Brian Daboll's first year, and it's not even all the way over yet, that would be a win. Well, there they are right now going up against the Cowboys this afternoon.
No. Listen, Brian Daboll's in that shortlist conversation for Coach of the Year, along with Nick Sirianni in the NFC East. Like, what you're seeing from the Giants is very, very impressive. Now, I have concerns, however, because I think the Lions, who are kicking off in about 15 minutes here, exposed them a little bit last week. Now, the Giants are going to be without Adoree Jackson. Their wide receiver core has been beat up all season long. They've been riding offensively very heavily on Saquon Barkley, and we know that Saquon has had injuries in the past.
Comeback player of the year, Saquon
he is.
Barkley.
Oh, yeah. As long as this keeps going as it's going, I think that it's either Saquon or Geno Smith. I think it's
agreed,
a two-player race.
Yep.
To me, I'm not sold on this Giants team. I think Brian Daboll's done a great, great job. But if you look at all the teams that are currently in that playoff picture right now, they are the team to me that if we're talking a month from now about one of these teams being on the outside looking in, it feels like they might be that team. In part because of all those injuries, because like I said, they're beat up at multiple positions. Daniel Bellinger, they're getting back, but he's been out for a while. They're tight end. I'm concerned there, and I think Dallas might expose him today.
Yeah, you know, and I agree with you 100%. But the thing about it is, I'm so impressed that you talked about Brian Daboll and talked about potential coach of the year. I think that there's no doubt, you know, in the NFC he should be the coach of the year because what he's doing with what he has, right? And even dealing with the injuries that he's dealing with now. I mean, it's not like he came into the Giants organization and went out and made wholesale changes and brought in a ton of talent and brought in his guys and traded first and second round picks for the best wide receiver in the league and done this and done that, went out and got big time free. He didn't do all that. He's working with Danny Dimes. He's working with a guy that most of us, including myself, said, oh, yeah, he's not going to get it done. He is getting it done with basically what he inherited. And that's how he's won 7 games so far. So, yeah, at some point, you know, the bubble might burst. But at least if you're a Giants fan, you know that, you know what, that guy is the right guy for the job. Because if he could do that with not his guys, when is he going to be able to do what he has his guys?
No, without question, I think there's two coaches in the NFC you can really say that about right now who are in similar situations, and that is Brian Daboll and Arthur Smith, the guy I cover in Atlanta, because Arthur Smith's doing something very similar. And when you're talking about Coach of the Year, I mean, Arthur Smith, if the Falcons end up making the playoffs in the badness that is the NFC South, I think he's maybe in that conversation as well. Probably doesn't win that title, but I think he ends up being in the conversation. But what you're seeing with what Brian Daboll is doing with the Giants here in his first year, he has very few of his guys in there. He's right. Just showing, I will take whatever, right, and I will make it work. And by the way, the high-priced receiver that the last regime gave millions upon millions upon millions of dollars to that can't get on the field, oh, I don't even necessarily need him to be successful, and obviously we're talking about Kenny Golladay there, because right, Kenny Golladay has done really nothing since he signed with the Giants last season. So you look at it, and you're like, well, okay, yeah, Brian Daboll, you're legitimate. Like, this is, yeah, to me, the true mark of a really, really good coach is when they come in and they can do something with your players,
right,
and then with their own players, and we're seeing that Brian Daboll is that type of guy.
Yeah, no, he really is. And that's the thing about it. We always talk about coaches. A lot of times they're so married to what they want to do, and a lot of guys don't fit in with their system. Instead of just saying, okay, well, I'm so hell-bent on doing it my way, and it has to be done this way, and this player has got to step up and play the way I want him to. No, he's looking at what they do really well, and he's adapting it. Again, this is not what the final product is going to look like with the Giants. That's what I love about this. This is not the final product, but this is a product that says, okay, we're going to transition into my style and my team, what I think it's supposed to look like. But at the same time, we're going to win some games. We're going to show these guys that if they buy in and they follow the directions and the teaching and the coaching, then they're also going to win some games along the way. And they show that, okay, this is right. So that's what I think I like about what they have going on in New York with the Giants and under Brian Daboll. There's belief. There's hope. They're showing that he is the right guy. And as far as this game goes, I mean, look, the Cowboys are at home. They're feeling so good about themselves. They just put up a 40-burger on the Vikings. And then a few days later, they're playing at home on Thanksgiving, their tradition that they know very well. This is something that's just, it's been made. It's made for them to go out there and have a great game, great performance, and have, you know, Jerry's World rocking. I mean, there's no doubt I could see this game, you know, going with the Cowboys kind of running them out the building.
No, absolutely. I think the Cowboys were, I think last night, 10-point favorites, something like right, that. I think they covered today. Like I said, I think the Lions really found something. And I think the Lions, by the way, to look at the earlier game that's kicking off in about 12 minutes really quick, I think the Lions keep it real close with the Bills today. I don't know if they beat Buffalo, but I think they make it way more competitive than we are anticipating, potentially.
That's interesting.
But they really, I thought, exposed the Giants, as I was saying. And to me, I have more concern because Dallas has a lot of confidence. And we know, listen, the NFL, you can't really take one week to the next,
right,
because
right,
these are professionals and it's such a week.
You know what I've learned, Michael, is it's never as good as it looks
and
it's never as bad as it looks either, right?
So, yeah. Oh, without a question. Dude, Q, without question, right? Because, I mean, this Cowboys team, the way they're built right now, I mean, my concern today for the Giants would be defensively, they are so good. And they have maybe the two best players on the field,
right,
in Micah Parsons and in Trayvon Diggs. Like,
right,
you just do. And I don't know how that's going to go for their passing game. And once you get Micah Parsons loose in that backfield, I don't care how fast or, you know, agile Daniel Jones might be, it's not going to end well.
Well, yeah, and the thing about it is, if you know that going into the game, which the Giants do just as well as we do, what do? You do what Philadelphia did a few weeks ago, and you run the ball right at Micah Parsons. If you have a heavy dedication to the run game, you could beat the Cowboys in their strong defense, because their strong defense is Daniel Jones dropping back to pass, and letting Micah Parsons pin his ears back and get after him, and hoping Trayvon Diggs in the back end could come up with a play or two, right, because he's a ball hawk. So what do? You keep the ball on the ground. Well, Saquon Barkley is the number two rusher in the league right now. Not only that, he can catch the ball in the backfield as well. So, I mean, there's ways that Brian Daboll could dial it up. They just have to figure out, can they stop the run? Can they stop Tony Pollard, who, it's so funny, I was in Central Texas for the longest, and all I kept hearing was, okay, Tony Pollard's about to break out, have a great year, Tony Pollard, and we never heard it. I was like, man, he's like Bigfoot. You hear about, you know, how good he can be, you imagine how great he is, but you just don't see it. Well, guess what? We're seeing Tony Pollard and how great he is. And who knows what that means for Zeke's future, but that doesn't even matter. Right now, they have a two-headed monster named Zeke Elliott, Tony Pollard, right? And so if they are dedicated to that, I look at this game and think that Kellen Moore has a lot of responsibilities. If Kellen Moore can't be the guy and can't dial up the right plays, because sometimes he gets so pass-happy, he doesn't realize the weapons that he has in the backfield are just as good.
No, I think there's part of it with that, but if you're Kellen Moore, you're also enticed by the fact that you do have Dak Prescott, you do have CeeDee Lamb, you do have Dalton Schultz. And don't forget, he is a former quarterback. I covered him in Detroit. He was Matthew Stafford's backup. He's very familiar with these games. His entire career has been Thanksgiving Day games between Detroit and Dallas as a player and then as a coach. Yeah, I think this is a big game for him, too, because this is the type of showcase game for him for the big whistle job, right?
Right.
You do well here, and this could end up propelling you 2 months from now where you're being introduced with a suit in a fancy press conference.
He's Michael Rothstein. I'm Q Myers. This is Barton Hahn on ESPN Radio, presented by Progressive Insurance. Coming up next, more of your calls on Thanksgiving guest do's and don'ts, guests that you're having at the party, all that good stuff is coming up next. Barton Hahn on ESPN Radio on the ESPN app.
Bart and Hahn.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
We're asking you the question, Thanksgiving meal do's and don'ts, what are they? Plus, what coach or player gets the invite to your Thanksgiving feast? This is Barton Hahn on ESPN Radio, presented by Progressive Insurance. Of course, news from Barton Hahn Nation. You can hit us up on the Dr. Pepper call-in line at 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. He's Michael Rothstein. I'm Q Myers. We're in for Barton Hahn this afternoon, this Thanksgiving. And, Michael, it's going down right now. It's official. The national anthem is being sung. The Bills and Lions about to kick off this Thanksgiving tradition.
Absolutely. And, by the way, one of the coolest things I've ever seen covering the NFL was right around right now a few years ago, because I was covering the Lions for 8 seasons, like we've talked about. I cover the Falcons now. Mm. But I was in Detroit when Aretha Franklin sung the epic national anthem.
Oh, wow.
That was one of her last public appearances. And that thing went on for like 3.5-4 minutes, it felt like.
That was a concert.
And and at the end, you want to know what? No one was mad about it. Because it was Aretha.
Right.
It was incredible. And, like, this guy who's singing right now, I'm not even sure who it is. I'm probably dating myself by saying that. Like, great. Good for you. I feel like you've been going on too long. Aretha, like, keep going. Go for another 2, 3, 4 minutes, because that was just incredible. You have to understand, in Dallas and in Detroit, how big of a deal this is.
Yeah.
This game, this week. In Dallas, it sets up so much of their holiday season, as you know, because you lived in Texas for a while, in Central Texas. In Detroit, this is their Super Bowl.
Right.
So often, this city gathers around it. They have the second biggest Thanksgiving Day parade in the country that leads into this game. Fans flock from everywhere. They set their Thanksgivings in Detroit around the Detroit Lions game, whether they're going to go to the game or whether they're going to watch it on television. It was wild to me because I didn't realize that before I moved to Detroit and before I moved to Ann Arbor where I lived. But over the 12 years I was there, it really is a national holiday for them, more so than it is a national holiday in general, because of what it means and how just interwoven it is within the fabric of the city. And I think a lot of people don't realize that unless they've been in Detroit or Ann Arbor before.
Yeah, no, I've never been to Detroit to see, you know, a Thanksgiving Day game. I've never covered a Thanksgiving Day game there. I've only covered one Thanksgiving Day game. That was last season when the Raiders traveled to Dallas for that game. And just seeing the pageantry, right? I mean, there's a lot that goes into it, right? Of course, you know, when you're at the house and you're watching on TV and you have friends and family come over, that's a big deal. But the pageantry at the stadium, right? That's a big deal. And that's something that we always look at the schedule and wonder, okay, what home game is this? What home game is that? Where is the team going to be on these days? In those two cities, they know where they're going to be on Thanksgiving. They know. They have home games, and that's just a tradition. That's really cool. I know that the NFL is going to have the Black Friday game coming in starting next year. I think, just side note, I think the Black Friday game should be a Raider home game. I mean, it just makes sense. Silver and black, Black Friday, it goes together. Hey, you know, I'll take that payment anytime you come up with a great idea and you think that, yeah, that was good. I heard it somewhere. Yeah, it was me that said it. But anyway, it's got to be a tradition. It's a great tradition in those two cities.
No, without a doubt. And by the way, this is an interesting game for a lot of reasons, not the least of which is if the Buffalo Bills win today, it is their second win in Detroit in a week, because remember, they beat the Cleveland Browns there on Sunday because of Snowpocalypse, Snowmageddon 2022 in Buffalo.
Wild. Yep.
Well, guess what that's going to mean, Q? The Bills will have as many wins in Detroit this season as the Detroit Lions. And I say that not to make fun, because the Lions are actually one of the hottest teams in the NFC, but it just shows kind of how the Lions have struggled at home. I think this game ends up being a close game today.
I can see it being a close game, and it's funny when we say, you know, one of the hottest teams in the NFC, and we're talking about a team with four wins, right? I mean, we're talking about a four-win team. Well, I know. That's what I'm saying. That's what it is. I mean, they're building something, and you've got to feel pretty good about yourself if you're Detroit and you're a Detroit Lion fan, because you realize, okay, this is growth. It's obviously not where they want to be, but it's growth, and so that's something to hang their hat on. So we'll continue to watch this game as it gets kicked off right now from the Motor City, Buffalo, and the Detroit Lions. Again, he's Michael Rothstein. I'm Q Myers. We're in for Barton Hahn this afternoon here on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app presented by Progressive Insurance. The question that we asked and we threw out there, we want to hear from you on the Dr. Pepper call-in line. What are your Thanksgiving meal do's and don'ts? And on top of that, what coach or player will get the invite to your Thanksgiving feast? Let's go out to New Jersey. Let's talk to Kenny. Kenny, welcome to Barton Hahn. Who's coming over for dinner?
How you doing? I would bring Peyton Manning.
Omaha. Okay. Does he come by himself or does he bring Eli with him?
I'm an Eagles fan, so I don't know if I want to have Eli there. But
Respect. I got you.
So is everybody have to wear quarter zips, though? Is that, like, mandated?
Oh, wow. Now you're getting into the weeds there. Now you're getting into the weeds. Kenny, thank you for the call. Peyton Manning, he'd be interesting. He's got a good character. I don't get deep dive into Peyton Manning as the funniest guy and this and that and the other, but I think he has some good traits, right? I mean, he's cool.
Cool. Listen, he'd have good stories too, there's no doubt. And then if you're playing backyard football, you know, it doesn't get much better than that.
Oh no, he's definitely he's at least on my team. You know, if I'm getting a team and you're fielding a team, Peyton Manning could be the quarterback of my team. I'll just play defense. I'll just worry about defense. I got that. I'm not going to say I'm going to do it good, but I got that. He can cover the offense. I think he's got that no problem. Let's go back out to the Dr. Pepper call-in line at 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Chris, in Philly, what guests are you bringing to the Thanksgiving party?
Hey, what's going on?
You got it.
What's up, Chris?
Yep. Happy Thanksgiving, guys.
You too, brother.
All right. So the guest I would bring to the party would have to be none other than Allen Iverson.
Wow. Nice. Well done. Yeah. Well done,
for two
Chris.
Reasons.
Yes.
For two reasons, okay? Number one, I want to turn up like we're at a Friday's restaurant, okay? Number two would be, I would love to hear about the legendary crossover on Michael Jordan.
Oh, man. Nice.
Play
Chris.
For play. Step by step.
Nice. Chris, well done, brother.
Well done,
brother.
Chris. Chris, AI, you are not practicing Thanksgiving, man. You're just going right for it.
AI is a great one. AI, and I could go on and on about AI, but he really helped change the game. Like Steph Curry, Klay Thompson, and the three-point ball has changed the game. And AI changed the game from a culture standpoint. AI changed the game from just the killer crossover, like Chris was mentioning. I mean, man, there's so many things to like about what Allen Iverson was able to bring to the table. Fantastic player. I was a big fan of him when he was at Georgetown. Big fan of him with the 76ers. Chris, well done. We definitely appreciate that. Well, you can keep those calls coming at 888-729-3776 at 888-SAY-ESPN. He's Michael Rothstein. I'm Q Myers. We're in for Barton Hahn, and this is Barton Hahn and ESPN Radio. Coming up, we're going to close up shop with your calls and also let you know what we're thankful for. Barton Hahn on ESPN Radio on the ESPN app.
Bart and Hahn.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Three NFL games on this Thanksgiving. This is Barton Hahn on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app presented by Progressive Insurance. He's Michael Rothstein. I'm Q Myers. We're in for the fellas this afternoon. Definitely appreciative to be here. And, of course, we want to hear from you. What are your Thanksgiving meal do's and don'ts? What coach or players are going to get the invite to your Thanksgiving feast? That's the question that we throw out there on the Dr. Pepper call-in line at 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. And, Michael, let's just go ahead and hustle into some calls. Got some folks that are waiting and definitely want to get to them. So, Jay in New Jersey, start us off, man. Who's coming to the Thanksgiving feast?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Hey, we're great now.
I'm bringing Tom Landry.
Nice.
Danny White, Barry Sanders, Tony Dorsett. And Reggie White and Randy White. It's going to be an awesome party.
Yeah, you ain't lying, man. You got a lot of wins. You got a lot of rings. You got some jackets in there. You got a hell of a party there, man.
I hope you also have like a $80,000 budget for food with all those guys. Man.
Well, now you had to bring down the mood in the room, man. Now all of a sudden, Jay was feeling good about his list until he had to worry about his budget. Now, thanks, Michael. That was very accountant of you.
I am the wet blanket of reason for a reason, Q.
Man, I'm the guy that's like, hey, let's bring this person. Let's do this. Let's do that. Hey, let's do this. Oh, we could do this too. Who's paying for it, Q? Oh, now see, why you got to bring up stuff like that, man? We're supposed to worry about that later. All right, Jay, that was fantastic stuff from Jay. I like that. Burley from Canton. Welcome to the show. Welcome to Barton Hahn. Who's the guest that you're bringing to Thanksgiving?
Burley. Sorry. Happy Thanksgiving, by the way. Thanks for having me on.
No doubt.
Listen, I would bring Art Modell to the table, but that's not an option. So I'd like to bring Hugh Jackson to the dinner table because I just would need to know. I've got to know what the hell went on during 131-1. Hugh Jackson's who I'm bringing to the Thanksgiving table.
Let me ask you this, Burley. That's a good one. Are you bringing Hugh to the dinner table or are you taking him to the liquor store and pouring up a couple drinks and then asking that same question?
Well, buddy, listen, I don't drink, so I'm just fine with sitting at the dinner table. But if things get out of hand, we might have to take some things outside because I just want honesty. I just want truth. I think I know what happened. But, you know, if you start beating around the bush, then we might need to take you outside and then beat you into the bushes.
Wow. There it is. There it is. Burley. I'm not messing with Burley from Canton. And, you know, I'll say this. That sounds like a good barbershop conversation. Right? A good barbershop car. Like, hey, Hugh, I know we're about to cut your hair, but what happened, dog? 131 and what happened there?
Like, that sounds like the Thanksgiving conversation that you don't want. You know how you always have that relative or that friend?
Yeah, that's how you end the night.
That's like, you know, listen, like, I know this is supposed to be a happy day, but hey, by the way, like, what happened 3 years ago when you couldn't, you know, pay your taxes? Like, what happened there? Like, or you who get does that?
You get that family member that you have, and every one of us has that family member that brings up family business that nobody wants to talk about. That would seem like that conversation. Like, as soon as you hear it coming, you're like, oh, no. And that's how you know, all right, well, this has been fun. I got to go. I got to get to work early. But, Q, it's only 2 in the afternoon. I know. I got to get some rest. I got to get to work early tomorrow. You know, it's just that's that conversation, the uncomfortable one at the end of the night. So there you go. But, Burley, thank you so much for that call. Happy Thanksgiving, brother. We definitely appreciate you. Let's go out to Spokane. Let's talk to our guy, Russell. Russell, welcome to Barton Hahn. Who's the guest that you're bringing?
Hey, I'm going to bring Warren Sapp.
Ooh. Why?
Not only is he going to be his top 10 defensive lineman in the NFL, but you know he's going to bring the party favorites.
I knew he was going there. Wow. Well, all right. There you go. Warren Sapp, never disappointing. He's a guy that's going to catch a headline one way or the other. He'll definitely catch a headline and bring some party favors. I knew he was going there.
Yeah,
that's
be honest.
I'm
not having Warren Sapp at Thanksgiving. That's just not happening.
You know, it's funny. I remember when Warren Sapp played for the Raiders in the Bay Area. I remember going to a restaurant that he was at, and I saw a bunch of Raider fans go up to him and saw him. He was eating dinner. You know, Michael, you've been covering the league for a long time. It's always difficult when these guys get out in person and they're trying to relax and have a good dinner, and then all of a sudden a fan comes up to them or multiple fans and they're not too comfortable. Lasting image is Warren Sapp saying, man, do you see me eating? Get the hell away from me. And I was like, well, I can tell how that went over there, and I'm glad that I wasn't that guy that went over there. But that was all I can remember with Warren Sapp. But I'm sure at a Thanksgiving dinner he'd be a little bit more personable. Let's get a couple more quick ones before we wrap up the show. Solomon in L.A., what guests are you bringing to the show? Welcome to Barton Hahn.
Hey, guys. You know, before I tell you my invite and the do's and don'ts, I just had a quick comment about the AI invite. Make sure you do not tell him that it's a run-through practice Thanksgiving Day dinner or lunch, because he ain't
well
showing
done.
Up.
Well Thank done. You. Well All done.
Right. I love that. Best one of the best quotes in sports ever. But anyway, the do's and don'ts, the usual things, man. If you can stay away from politics, religion, and family.
Yes.
And people will say, well, why family? Because, you know, if dear old Uncle George couldn't show up and some people hate him and some people love him, then you're getting into that, you know?
Yep.
So if you stay away from those three subjects, keep it light, have a good time. My invite can be a little unusual, but being Jewish, and this is when it first came out, I want to have a face-to-face with Kyrie Irving. And the reason being, and not anything with hate or anything like that, because you meet hate with hate, that gets you nowhere.
Exactly.
I want to enlighten the dude. I want to find out. No one's born a bigot or prejudiced, you know, or a racist. Those are taught, you know, or you had an experience or two, and then all of a sudden it's a broad stroke, and everybody's like, everybody in that race or group is like this or like that. I just want to talk to the dude and enlighten him. I think it'd be fascinating to have him over for Thanksgiving.
Hey, great stuff. Way to close us out, man. That was fantastic. I like that. Thank you so much for that call. This is Barton Hahn on ESPN Radio, presented by Progressive Insurance. Insurance for motorcycles, boats, and RVs. For protection on the road and on the water, see how much you can save at 1-800-PROGRESSIVE and progressive.com. That was fantastic. Michael.
That was fun, man.
Hey, man, I'm thankful for you. I'm thankful for this platform to be able to enjoy our Thanksgiving, my man.
Absolutely. I'm thankful for you as well. Thankful for my brother and my dad, my whole entire family. Miss you guys.
Thanks for listening to the Barton Hahn Podcast. You can listen live to Barton Hahn weekdays at noon Eastern on ESPN Radio or stream the video of the show on ESPN+. Bart and Hahn, the podcast.